Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's khutbah, and the topic is "And rejoice with paradise." Alhamdulillah, all praises are for Allah, the one who removes the faults of his believing slaves and who forgives them and enters them into a paradise of endless bliss. Indeed, Allah is the one who is benevolent and most merciful. And I bear witness with every facet of my being that there is nothing worthy of absolute love, adoration and worship except Allah, the uniquely one, having no competing second in that oneness. And I bear witness that our leader, our Sayyid, our Prophet, Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the perfect example of servanthood unto Allah, and is his sent messenger unto the entirety of the created universe. Amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, dutiful servants of Allah and myself, to adhere to a heartfelt consciousness or taqwa of Allah. For he, the most gloriously transcendent, states, "Inna al-muttaqin fi jannatin wa 'uyun udkhuluha bisalamin aminin." Indeed, the righteous will be within gardens and springs, having been told, "Enter into it in peace, safe and secure." Ayyuhal Muslimun, O Muslims. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us in the Quran by saying, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. Indeed, those who say, "Our Lord is Allah," and then remain upright on a right course, the angels will descend upon them saying, "Do not fear and do not grieve." In this noble verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises his servants and those who truly believe in him. He informs us that the angels will descend upon those who are true and upright. And on that day when they descend, they will give the glad tidings, وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ. They will give the glad tidings of the paradise that was promised to those who believed. And the angels further say, نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاءُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. That indeed we are your protectors and we were your allies in the worldly life. And so it will be that they will be their allies in the Akhirah as well. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is informing us that the way of those who truly believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be on that day, on the day when everyone will be gripped with terror, they will be the ones who will not be gripped with terror. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا يَحْزُنُهُمُ الْفَزْعُ الْأَكْبَرُ. That they will not be grieved, the believers will not be grieved by the greatest terror, which is that day of judgment. وَتَتَلَقَّاهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ هَذَا يَوْمُكُمُ الَّذِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ. And the angels will meet them and greet them and say, "This is the day that you have been promised." So they will be met by angels in a way that when everyone is in a state of terror, but they will be greeted with a state of what? Of glad tidings and love. And then the angels will go with them in a procession of honor to stand alongside them in the presence before the Arhamar Rahimin, the most merciful of the merciful, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَوْمَ نَحْشُرُ الْمُتَّقِينَ إِلَى الرَّحْمَنِ وَفْدًا. On the day when we will gather the righteous to the most merciful in ranks, in delegations. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said about this mawqif, he said, "Inna Allah yajma'u yawm al-qiyamah al-awwalin wal-akhirin," that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will gather on the last day, the day of judgment, the first of the people and the last of the people. And where will he gather them? Fi sa'idin wahidin, that he will gather them in a one plain. And at that point they will hear an announcer call out, and they will be made to see each other, and they will be seen one and all. And so what this means is that is a day when everyone will be taken to account. It's also known as the Yawm al-Hisab, the day in which we're all taken to account. And what we're taken to account is every single thing, be it kabir, be it large, or be it sagir, be it small, be it kathir, be it much, or be it qaleel, be it little. Whatsoever we did, even every dharra, every atom's weight of good, we will see it. And every atom's weight of bad, we will see it. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطَ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ, that we will place the scales of justice for that day of resurrection, or day of judgment.
فَلَا تُظْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا وَإِنْ كَانَ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ خَرْدَلٍ أَتَيْنَا بِهَا وَكَفَى بِنَا حَاسِبِينَ.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we will place the scales of justice on the day of resurrection, and no soul, فَلَا تُظْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا, no soul will be treated unjustly, even if it be مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ, in a weight of a mustard seed, the weight of a mustard seed, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring it forth. And what, even less than that, you know, because nothing is hidden from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? وَكَفَى بِنَا حَاسِبِينَ. He is sufficient as one to bring everyone to account. And so it's a day of justice. But on that day when everyone is being held to account, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said that indeed, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُدْنِي الْمُؤْمِنِ, indeed Allah shall bring a believer towards him on that day. فَيَضَعُ عَلَيْهِ كَنَفَهُ وَيَسْتُرُهُ, and on that day he will shelter him with his screen, his shelter, and he will be asked. And so Allah will ask the believer, فَيَقُولُ, he will ask to the believer, and the believer will be asked, أَتَعْرِفُ ذَنْبْ كَذَا, أَتَعْرِفُ ذَنْبْ كَذَا, do you know this sin, do you know that sin? And each time the man will respond by saying, because it's a day of truth, he will say, Na'am ay Rabbi. He said, yes my Lord, hatta, until إِذَا قَرَّرَهُ بِذُنُوبِهِ, until he's accepted each and every one of his sins. And he sees himself, وَرَأَى فِي نَفْسِهِ أَنَّهُ حَلَكْ, and he thinks, I'm truly destroyed. And then at that point, right, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to him, سَتَرْتُهَا عَلَيْكَ فِي الدُّنْيَا, I shielded this sin from people in the world. When أَغْفِرُهَا لَكَ الْيَوْمِ, and I forgive it for you this day. فَيُعْطَعْ كِتَابَ حَسَنَاتِهِ, and he will be given his books of good deeds as if he had not done that sin. And this is the nature of Allah's manifestation to those who truly believe on that day, because they ultimately had what? La ilaha illallah in their hearts. That was the greatest of a'mal that a person can do. And that's why in another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam informs us, and this is a very famous hadith, it's known as hadith al-bitaqa, the hadith of the parchment. The parchment is a small little thing that can be wrapped up. And this hadith informs the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam speaks about. He says, "A man from my nation will be called before all of creation on the day of resurrection, and 99 scrolls will be spread out for him, each one extending as far as the eye can see." And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and what are these scrolls? They contain what? They contain all of the sins of a person. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to the person, هَلْ تُنْكِرُوا مِنْ هَذَا شَيْئًا, is there anything of this that you deny? فَيَقُولُ, and so this person will say, لَا يَا رَبِّي, he said, no, there's nothing I can deny. And then it will be said to him, فَيَقُولُ, have you been oppressed? by the ones, the scribes, who are keeping track of your deeds? Have they been unfair to you? فَيَقُولُ يَا لَا يَا رَبِّ. He will say no, because this is just the truth of everything he did. Then it will be said to him, أَلَكَ عُذْرٌ. Do you have an excuse? أَلَكَ حَسَنَةٌ. Is there anything of good that you did that could be made as a form of compensation for this bad that you've done? And at that point, the person will think, and to his mind, in his state of terror, he will think, no, there isn't anything I've done. And subhanAllah, at that point, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the response will come to him, Bala, inna laka indana hasanat. Rather, you have something with us that is many good deeds, not just one good deed. Wa innahu la dhulma alayka al-yawm. And because of this, there will be no injustice done to you. There will be no wrong done to you on this day. And what will be coming out then at that point will be a فَتُخْرَجُ لَهُ بِطَاقَةٌ. What will come out for him at that point will be a parchment, a small parchment. And we know what's written in this. The man doesn't know what's written in this, because the rawi of the hadith, the Prophet ﷺ, says, in it is written, فِيهَا أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَأَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. In it is written that I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, and that the Prophet Muhammad is his slave and messenger. This was what the man held in his heart. Right? And this, the hadith goes on to say that this small parchment will be put on one side of the scale, and all of these 99 scrolls which contain so many of his bad deeds will be put on another side of the scale, the divine scale of justice. And this small parchment will be so heavier on the scale that it will cause these 99 scrolls to be thrown up. And this man will be saying to himself, he says, Ya Rabbi, ma hadhihi bitaqa? What is this bataqa when compared to these scrolls? And then he will be told, innaka la tuzlam, you will not be oppressed. And why? Because as the rawi of the hadith says, فَلَا يَثْقُلُ مَعَ اسْمَ اللَّهِ شَيْءٌ, that nothing can be weighty when compared with the name of Allah. And so the barakah and the weight of his iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his iman in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was more weighty for him on that day than all of these other things he'd done. And so this is one of hope. This hadith is one of perpetual hope for all of us as believers, because we have hope in what? In our iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have hope in what? In that we believe in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we attach our hearts to him. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by his pure rahmah, by his pure maghfirah and his forgiving us, may he allow us to enter into this paradise. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in a sahih hadith, he said, وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ. He said, I swear by him in whose hands the soul of Muhammad is, i.e. swearing by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, every one of those believers who enter into paradise will know his dwelling therein better than he knew his dwellings in this world. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made these people to be people of paradise. And what does it mean to be people of paradise? It means to be, they be in the, they to be what? Alongside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the maq'ad as-sidq, in this place of truth that they are in, and they have this closeness. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we'll end this khutbah here, when he speaks about the attributes of the people of paradise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هَذَا مَا تُوعَدُونَ لِكُلِّ أَوَّابٍ حَفِيظٍ. This is what we promised for everyone who constantly returns back to Allah in Tawbah. Every time they slip, they keep going back. حَفِيظ. And they were people who kept their ahad, their oath with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَنْ خَشِيَ الرَّحْمَنَ بِالْغَيْبِ. Those who feared Ar-Rahman in the unseen. وَجَاءَ بِقَلْبٍ مُنِيبٍ. And who came to Allah with a heart that was constantly turning back to him in love and repentance. أُدْخُلُوهَا بِسَلَامٍ. Enter unto the paradise with salam. ذلك يوم الخلود. This is the day after which there will be no night. This is the day of eternity. You can now enter into this with salam, with peace, and it is a peace in which there's never any distress thereafter. It's a salam of abadiyah. It's a peace of forevernessness. And then it says, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ends, and this is one of the most beautiful ayats in the Quran. Ayah in the Quran, it says,
لَهُمْ مَا يَشَاءُونَ فِيهَا وَلَدَيْنَا مَزِيدٌ.
That they will have whatsoever they wish therein, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَدَيْنَا مَزِيدٌ. The ulama say, what a great description of paradise, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ends by saying, you can have whatsoever you want within. And so you can have anything you want, any desire, anything becomes manifest in paradise. And yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, but we've got something more. And what could be more than anything you desire? The answer to that question is what they say when those who ultimately, when this mazid comes into being, it's that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removed the veil. And they will be nadhirun ila wajhil kareem. They will be looking upon him and looking upon his countenance. And they say, why is that mazid? Why is that more than anything you can want? It's because it's what you truly want. It's what you've been created for. You were created to gaze upon the divine. You were created to find your freedom and everything you want by your connection to that mushahada, that witnessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rububiyyah. You are an abd who has a rabb. And so this Jannah becomes the completion of your humanity. The Jannah becomes the final freedom of everything that you want freedom for. Finding that freedom in knowing who your Lord is. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to enter into this truth, to be of those people of truth, to be of those people of sidq, to be of those people who are awabeen, who are constantly turning back to Allah, to be of those people who are hafidheen, who are striving to uphold this oath, this ahad of tawheed, of oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to be of those people who enter into this maqam of al-ahsan, of perfection of Islam, of the excellence of Islam, in which you worship Allah as though you see Him. And if you do not see Him, know that He sees you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give that to me and to you. And with this, I seek forgiveness for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for me and for you. So invoke Him for forgiveness, for He is the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with this comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran, Abu Dhabi.